From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Pope Francis continues his visit to Cuba. Pope Francis will make stops in the cities of Holguín and Santiago today and Tuesday with plans to hold Mass and meet with Catholic clergy before departing for the United States. On Sunday, Pope Francis celebrated Mass in Havana, warning Cubans of the dangers of ideology. He preached before tens of thousands of worshipers who packed Havana's historic Revolutionary Square. Pope Francis paid a visit later to former Cuban leader Fidel Castro at his home in Havana and later met Fidel's brother and current Cuban president Raul Castro. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says most Iranians back the nuclear deal with six world powers, including the United States, even if some hardliners denounce it. In an interview with CBS Television 60 Minutes that aired Sunday night, President Rouhani called the deal a very difficult agreement, but the right agreement and the first step towards decreasing distrust between Iran and the United States. Under the deal, Iran will scale back its uranium enrichment to keep it from building a nuclear bomb and agrees to vigorous inspections of its nuclear facilities. In exchange, the U.S. and its allies will ease sanctions that have wrecked the Iranian economy. West African negotiators announced a plan Sunday that ends the crisis in Burkina Faso, where a military coup overthrew the transitional civilian government last week. The proposal would restore civilian authority but offer amnesty to the coup leaders. Presidential and parliamentary elections set for October 11th will be held sometime before November 22nd. This is VOA News.